And Robin, the polls in Indiana close at 6 p.m. today, early closing time, although in those western counties, they're in the central time zone, so they'll close at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. In any case, we'll be able to go to bed a little earlier this time.
That won't be confusing at all. Right.
Well, over the weekend, the president of Venezuela raised his country's minimum wage by 30%. But critics of Nicolas Maduro say the raise means little while triple-digit inflation continues to strangle Venezuela's economy. Girish Gupta of Reuters joins us from Caracas with more. And Girish, this is not the first time that Maduro has raised the country's minimum wage, is it?
Well, that's right. The minimum wage has risen 12 times since Nicolas Maduro was elected president back in April 2013. Now, this sounds wonderful. You know, 30% increase now. I think it was 20% a couple of months ago. It sounds phenomenal. Actually, since that same time, in April 2013, the currency here has collapsed 98% against the US dollar. That's stunning. It's an incredible, incredible depreciation, and people are really feeling it. So actually, the 30% increase doesn't mean too much. Back in 2003, Hugo Chavez, he pegged the Bolivar currency here to the US dollar. However, the government over the years hasn't been able to satiate demand for hard currency, which obviously you need for imports, for going on holiday, things like that. And now we're seeing that on the black market, $1 is worth about 1,000, 1,100 bolivares. When I got here 5 years ago, it was worth eight. And at the official, strongest official exchange rate, it's worth 10. So you can see the massive differential there.
And if you look at the minimum wage right now, if it's 15,000 bolivars a month, that's $1,500 at the official exchange rate, but less than $14 at the current black market rate. Is it even possible to ever get that official exchange rate if you want it?
Well, that's exactly the point. You've hit the nail on the head. The reason there's a black market and the reason there's this massive discrepancy is because no one can get the official strongest exchange rate of 10 bolivars per dollar. So no one's really seeing the 15,000 bolivars per month as $1,500 per month. They're seeing it much more at the 15 bucks a month rate. So for people in Venezuela, this is pretty horrible. And even now where I am, I'm in the office just looking out the window. I can see queues at supermarkets. Around the country, I've seen queues of thousands of people because importers cannot get hold of dollars. And it's not just people doing essentially lowly jobs who are earning that money. Even doctors, engineers, they're earning maybe 20, 30 bucks a month at that rate. So they're moving into other more lucrative things, such as what we call batraqueo here, which is buying up price control goods and reselling them or engaging in smuggling, things like that.
How much does the economic situation in Venezuela have to do with the low price of oil right now? Because as we know, Venezuela is a very big oil producer.
Venezuela obtains 94% of its foreign export revenue from oil. That's a stunning amount. It's incredibly undiverse. And that means that over the last few years, when oil prices have absolutely crashed from over $100 to what we're seeing now, 30, 40 bucks a barrel, this economy has really suffered. And that's meant that the government is struggling even more to satiate the demand for hard currency than it was before. And it's sort of a vicious circle, isn't it? We're seeing less dollars, the government's getting less oil revenue, so therefore the black market shoots up further, that pushes up prices, that means more minimum wage increases are required.
Meanwhile, obviously, there is a lot of anger at Nicolas Maduro, the president of Venezuela. Millions of signatures have been gathered to get rid of him just this week. That was announced. What's going on in the political situation and how long might Maduro hang on?
That's the million-dollar question here. How long will Nicolas Maduro remain in power? Some people are saying a year, some people are saying he won't even make the year, and some people are saying he'll make it to the next election. It's very, very difficult to say. Just under 2 million signatures were delivered yesterday calling for this referendum, but it's a very long, very slow process, and it's very difficult to say that it will actually work out for the opposition. The opposition do not have the support that maybe they should do, given this situation. That's because they're unorganized. They're seen as an elite. A lot of people tell me who still wear the red Travis T-shirt who do not support Maduro anymore because they do not like the way this country's going because they can't buy things, they can't get hold of things, they're hungry and so on. They're saying that they'll never, ever vote for the opposition. So despite these nearly 2 million signatures, it's a long, long path ahead for the opposition.
That's Girish Gupta, journalist with Reuters, joining us from Caracas, Venezuela. Girish, thank you.
Thank you so much.